Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Oh, happy Friday. It's so good to be here with you today on 97.1 FM Talk on a Friday afternoon, 12:07 here on 97.1 FM Talk, and I'm glad that it's Friday. It's been a long week.
It's not just you.
No?
And it's not just us. It is everybody in the country saying, what is it about this week that's been so long?
Feels like it's been 100 days. Washington, D.C. trip earlier this week, which was really just the coolest thing to be able to participate in. We are going to at 1:25, and Brad and Ethan, keep your eyes on the comments as they're coming in. At 1:25 on Fridays, what do we always do? We do the
next question.
Next question.
Yeah. Ask me anything.
Did
next
I not
question.
Make us go live on YouTube?
No.
Proof
nope,
positive.
I got you. I looked out. I was like, that doesn't say live.
What are we doing here? Okay. Hi to everybody on the live stream now. At 1:25 p.m., we always do next question. It's just basically our ask me anything, and you can ask us anything right here. And the best way to do that is to go onto the Annie Fry YouTube channel and leave a comment. So I know that a lot of you have questions about my trip to Washington, D.C. So this isn't going to be particularly featured. If nobody has a question to ask, you certainly, we don't need to spend time doing that. We'll ask questions like, what's your favorite flavor of ice cream? So if you don't want to listen to that, send your questions in. And Brad and Ryan might have questions as well. I might have questions for them about what it was like back here while I was putzing around Washington, D.C., and they were doing everything they can to make the show great in my absence here in St. Louis. So if you do have a question, it's great to just get onto the Annie Fry YouTube channel, and you can leave it in the comments, and we set those comments aside and feature them a little bit later in the show. So stay tuned for that at 1:25. At 12:25 today, we are going to talk to Grasser Electric, one of our two sponsors of the Washington, D.C. coverage. Grasser Electric came on and wanted to be a part of this, and we wanted them to be a part of it. So it was a wonderful partnership, and I'm excited to have them in because, Brad, you were talking to them a little bit ahead of time.
Yeah.
And there's like, I mean, have you ever lost power in a storm this year?
Not this year.
Did you, Ryan?
The power has flickered where we've lost it for a couple minutes, but not lost it.
Power outage where I grew up was a theme of my childhood, though.
It seems like it happens less these days, but we're going to talk to Grasser Electric about those things that you don't know that you can do to protect yourself from the things that happen, you know, in storms, or if there are lightning strikes, if there are lightning strikes nearby. Also, preparedness like generators and those types of things. So Grasser Electric, partner with us on the Washington, D.C. coverage this week, is going to be in here at 12:25. So if you have questions for Grasser Electric and preparedness and generators and all of that stuff, hit us up on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Leave those comments there and maybe we'll work them in the conversation next. Did you see, Ryan, the interview that took place last night on Jesse Waters' show, which I will say, do you make any appointment watching for Fox News at night, prime
no.
time?
No.
Do you, Brad?
Fox News primetime? Certain ones, yeah.
Do you, like, go, if you didn't see it, do you go back and watch it?
No.
I
see it live.
If you see it live?
I watch it.
But then how much do we consume in clips?
100% for me, because this interview in particular has been... I actually was seeking out the whole interview because I watched so many clips that I wanted to see what else I was missing because there were so many good clips that came from it.
They posted the whole thing on YouTube this morning, the Doge thing with Waters, and I went back and I watched that this morning as I was getting ready or listened to it.
But did you have your jaw dropped the whole time?
Yeah.
Is it still, is the Doge, what Doge is finding out, are we numb to it yet?
Well, it's... No, we're not numb to it at all, because the two factors that they keep finding is, one, the ridiculous things that were being spent on that we still didn't know. We've been doing this for months, and they still are finding, oh, there's something about marketing peas in Venezuela or whatever.
Guatemala,
yeah. Sorry.
That's probably a different study.
I'm sure they'll find these other things. And then sometimes the numbers get you, because you know there are times they're like, oh, they spent $1 million on this, and you're like, okay, that was stupid.
Well, let's listen to, we've got several clips that we're going to feature here in the show today, because I think that this is really... one, at least the top five things that this Trump administration is doing, even if the number at the end doesn't get as big as maybe it was first promised or intended or whatever it might be. I annoy myself when I hear that they found $300 million somewhere. And I'm like, million with an M?
Mm-hmm. I know. That's exactly what I was saying.
There was a story like that last night on the interview. And I'm like, that's a dollar for everybody in the country.
Yeah, it's true.
Everybody, you know, it just seems we're so desensitized to this. Let's listen to the way that Doge is uncovering how money is taken in D.C. from you, the taxpayer, and then how it goes out. If you find out, like you said, Guatemalan pea research, and I think that's PEA research, we'll have to get Ethan in here to check out.
Yeah, we'll find out.
That's
later.
A deep cut. Listen to the podcast from yesterday. If that's the research, if that's the plan that is being funded, and they take in, let's use small numbers, $10 to fund that plan, how much of that $10 reaches Guatemalan pea research?
I think the Inter-American Foundation, IAF, is one of the agencies we visited where, they get $50 million a year, congressional money, to give grants. These are things like, alpaca farming in Peru, improving them.
That's a real example.
Yes, that's the real description. Improving the marketability of peas in Guatemala.
Really?
Fruit jam. Yes.
What? Yeah,
and,
yeah,
and
yeah.
So you might expect, in the private sector, a nonprofit to give, 80 to 90% of their money to grantees. In the case of IAF, that was 58%. So the other half goes towards management, travel.
Yeah. What would you find exactly, I mean, to Ethan's example, is that even if you agreed with supporting alpaca farmers in Peru, actually, most of the money never made it out of D.C.
Mm-hmm.
It's going into the pockets of people in the neighborhood.
What percentage?
And they didn't even get to Peru.
Right. So what percentage do you think doesn't even get to the destination it's supposed to?
I believe the GAO estimate, so this is not our estimate, I believe it was on the order of only 10 to 15 cents on the dollar actually gets to the end recipient, whether you agree with that cause or not.
So they're just stealing the money before
yes.
it even gets anywhere.
There's layers of stealing. So there's the first layer of stealing, second layer of stealing, third layer of stealing.
Contractor,
subcontractor. It's like peeling an onion. And then maybe, and sometimes it's zero. Just flat, you get to the bottom of the onion, there's nothing there.
So maybe no one got a sex change in Guatemala.
So they're talking about how this funding works to go to these places that you end up hearing these wild things that are being funded by the American taxpayer dollar. And it turns out that in certain cases, those things are actually not being funded by the taxpayer dollars. It's the journey to get to there that is being funded. And at the end of the journey, there's nothing left. This is a scam. It's like a pyramid scheme where your taxpayer dollars are funding a bureaucracy that serves itself and not you. It serves itself in spite of you. And Doge is getting to the bottom of it. So from a from an eye-opening place of understanding how our government functions against us because it's so wide and it's so bloated. I think that the greatest asset that DOGE is providing, maybe even beyond the actual dollars that it's clawing back, is ripping back the curtain to say, this is how government functions with your taxpayer money. This is what they're trying to do. They've created a system in many cases in this, and I'm going to play another clip here in a second, in this interview with Jesse Waters for his Jesse Waters Primetime. They talk about how when they even ask for like, okay, so you're funding Guatemalan pea research. Take a picture of where you've been researching this. And he was essentially saying, once we just ask for proof of anything, they just stopped requesting money. This is not absolutely mind-blowing?
It is mind-blowing. Every time you hear it, you go, I can't believe the number of employees at these agencies that they didn't try to stop it, but they just don't care anymore. They're just spending because they get free money.
You know, you say you can't believe it, but then at the same time, you go, well, it checks out. It makes sense because, the, like you were saying, to them, money isn't real because it's not their money. It's not something they're doing to earn it. It just shows up in the coffers and then they give it out, and that's their job. Okay, we're going to set these things aside for this. Go for it. Have at it. This much money has been set aside for that. It's everything has to do with how the budget is structured in D.C. and in the government. And it just, like, you're shocked. But you're also not shocked.
Here's more. Elon Musk talking about some other things that they uncovered on Fox News' Jesse Waters Primetime.
So normally go around the table, say, what do we get done this week?
Want to go this way?
Sure. No, we start with you.
Sure. So actually, a lot of great work at the Treasury this week. One of the crazy things at with regards to the Treasury is that when a payment is made, and the computers at the Treasury actually pay about $5 trillion per year, like crazy amounts, there was formerly not a budget code on there. So if a payment was made, you didn't know actually what it was for. It could have been for anything.
Yeah.
There was a $4 billion COVID fund in the Department of Education, and there was no receipts required, so people could just draw down on it. And when people looked into it, this wasn't us, this was before us, they found that money was being used to rent out Caesar's Palace for parties, rent out stadiums, et cetera. And so the one change that DOGE made with Department of Education is we had the simple requirement that if you draw down money, you must first upload a receipt. That was the only change that was made. You must upload your receipt. And upon doing so,
yes,
nobody drew down any money anymore.
Yes, but we didn't say that we'd check the receipt. You could send a fake receipt. You could send a picture of your dog. Anything.
Anything.
Anything. But as soon as we asked for anything at all, suddenly the requests were like, oh, we don't need it anymore. Mm. Huh, that's interesting.
They were renting Caesar's Palace.
Yes. They were like basically partying on the taxpayer money.
Stadiums.
Yes.
Leasing stadiums.
Leasing stadiums.
For what?
For parties, basically.
For parties?
Yes.
That's a big party.
It's a big party.
You'd think if you were stealing, you'd start small.
They do start small. But then what happens is over the years, so generally the fraud starts out small and they try to hide it. But then year after year, if nobody stops the fraud, it gets more and more brazen. And every year it gets bigger until they're literally renting out stadiums.
$1 million to rent out
like
a stadium?
Fraud in flagrante delicto, okay? We're talking...
Did he say pure delicto?
I think he did. I think he was referencing Mitt Romney's alter ego.
He's saying that Mitt Romney is at the bottom of all of this.
I think that's what he's saying, yeah.
What a scoop.
Nobody else noticed that fact except here on the Andy Fry Show.
Yeah. 23 Skidoo.
23 Skidoo.
I spent half of an Uber ride trying to think of what 23 Skidoo was. Like trying to come back up with whatever that phrase.
Oh, you couldn't remember the phrase.
I couldn't remember the phrase. All I could think of is skibbity-doo.
Nope.
Sorry, kids. And
that's a new term. 23 Skidoo is from the 1910s.
No, I think skibbity-doo is what millennial moms with high school and middle school aged kids say. Skibbity-doo.
They think they're saying something cool.
Oh, man. I'm excited to get Josh Grasser and Jason Myers in here. Grasser Electric. Go to GrasserElectric.com with any sort of electrical needs that you might have and find out how they can help you. I think that the preparedness when it comes to storms and, of course, like crazier, bigger things that we've talked about before, like, are you prepared for an EMP? Which, did we ever really explain to Ethan yesterday what the EMP is?
No, we just said, trust us. You're fine. Go home.
I don't know if I'd trust you. You said you were going to start going to your neighbors and asking for food or something like that.
It's the easiest thing to do.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck with that. There are a lot of things that you need to do to make sure that you're prepared. And I mean, storms, weather, that type of thing, you can connect with Grasser Electric and they can help you. But they can also help you in the case of an electrical emergency. They can help you also if you have an older home that needs to be future-proofed with electrical services. They've got a whole bunch of things that they do. And we're going to have them come in here and have a conversation about that when we come back after this break. Let's speak to Josh Grasser and Jason Myers of Grasser Electric when we come back. If you don't mind, if you got a question, Annie Fry YouTube channel, leave a comment there and we can ask it to the Grasser Electric guys. And here's the poll question for today. And this is a little soapbox of mine. And the only reason this is happening because Ryan pushed me over the edge to ask the question earlier this week. Have you had a flat tire in 2025? Yes, no, or more than one? I need to come out of this day with some clarity on whether the issue is as big as I think it is. So I need you to weigh in on the Annie Fry YouTube channel in the live chat. Let us know about your flat tire situation. Grasser Electric next.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Violent storms that threaten tens of millions of Americans this weekend, already wreaking havoc in parts of the Midwest. Missouri saw the worst of it overnight. At least five people were killed. The National Weather Service says at least five tornadoes touched down, including one in St. Louis. This morning, tens of thousands of people in Missouri are without power, and St. Louis County is in a state of emergency.
That was a CBS National report on last month's storms, and everybody listening, at least in the St. Louis bi-state region, knows that we've had some rain, we've had some storms, some warnings. And the question is always, how prepared are we to endure the next one? Let's welcome here onto the show Josh Grasser from Grasser Electric and Jason Myers, a service manager there as well. You can go to grasserelectric.com to learn more about these services. Josh and Jason, thanks for being in here today. It's great to have you.
Yeah, thanks for having us on.
So first and foremost, thank you so much for partnering with us for the Washington, D.C. coverage. It was a pleasure to have you guys along.
Yeah, you're welcome. We're glad to be a part of it.
Let's talk a little bit about what people in the listening audience right now can learn from Grass or Electric? Because I would imagine that you probably know a few lessons that you can help people learn the easy way rather than the hard way, especially when it comes to all these storms and damage that can happen to people's homes. How busy are you during storm season?
We get pretty busy, and it's good to be prepared. There's several things that you can do to kind of put that first line of defense out there and be more prepared. Jason, you want to talk a little bit about surge protectors and generators and things like that?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things we are seeing a lot here recently is a lot of lightning strikes, even if they're not directly to the homes, like towards neighbors and close by, that are really affecting these homes and their electrical systems. And there is protection out there that people can get. We're definitely making sure we're trying to be in the first line of getting whole home surge protectors, which is can protect the whole...
A whole home surge protector.
Absolutely. It's something we can put onto your current electrical panel and protect all your electronic devices inside the home. We found plenty are here recently where lightning strike was close by, and they lost their fridges, their TVs, their light bulbs, all kinds of things.
If you're plugging your televisions and your appliances and stuff into a surge protector and then into the wall, does this whole home surge protector eliminate the need to do all of that?
Yeah, it can protect those things.
Or is it an extra line of defense?
It's an extra line of defense above and beyond. But we find people don't always remember to put the surge protectors in. Or
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's so many new devices out there. You know, the world's just changing in electronic this, electronic that. You have computers plugged in. You have TVs. There's so many things you don't necessarily
expensive
think about.
Things.
Expensive things.
Really
absolutely.
Expensive things. I got to imagine for somebody who's dealing with what you are talking about there, a nearby lightning strike, first and foremost, how close is nearby when it matters? Like, how far away can it be and still affect?
Honestly, when it comes to lightning, it's such an unknown. Where it could, you know, how far away it could be, long distance away, and still jump your voltage in your house to like a higher voltage, or even something like it hits a tree line and your power line's connected to the whole neighborhood, and if it hits it the right way, it could surge power through the whole subdivision, and you're part of that. So, not having those lines of protection to help control that, or really becoming vital.
Can a storm, a lightning strike, that type of a situation, can it weaken your home? Can it make it so that, like, if it hits, like, maybe, oh, we got out of that storm unscathed, nothing bad happened, but you don't realize that something has happened and you're kind of living on the edge right now?
I think it could. So we've seen some extreme scenarios where a home takes a direct lightning strike, and you just never know what took any damage. We've seen inside the home, away from the lightning strike, there's burn marks on the lumber in the attic.
You can see it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's
that gives me goosebumps. That's scary.
It is. And there's a lot of things that you don't even think about that take surges. Your appliances. There's a lot of smart switches in homes now.
Yeah.
And those things aren't protected by your plug-in surge protectors.
I do a lot of home buying and some rehab. However, it may not be a secret.
Ryan.
I don't do anything. I will buy a house,
That's true.
I will hire people like you to come in and do things to the house. And
not because you don't know how to do it.
Oh, no. It's because I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to do anything. But, you know, whether it be with lightning or just other problems that could happen, what is the difference between buying a house, and you could really pick any date, but we'll say a house from the early 1900s, 100 years ago, versus now? If you have a newer house, are you just way more prepared for calamity versus if you have a house that's even 50 years old? Is it all pretty much the same? Like, there's really, it's...
Well, it kind of depends. You're opening up a giant bag of worms there.
Darn right I am, because I don't know what I'm talking about.
Why don't you just give them the address of the home that you're asking about?
Yeah, that's probably too big of a question.
When we bought our house in, it was Hamel. It was built in 1942. Like, all the wiring was going to need to be redone.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things people just aren't aware of out there. Like, there's, panels have, electrical panels your houses do have expiration dates. The breakers, you know, those are all made of plastic. I'm sure people.
Ryan's going, what?
Yeah. Well,
I don't
you know,
hear that.
When I had kids.
Just don't tell the city.
Yeah, don't tell. yeah. When I had kids, one of the things I found out. I thought, you know, I could take my car seat, you know, like, okay, we're going to have another one. I'll use that car. Not realizing there's an expiration date on these things because they are made of plastic, same as electrical panels.
And you get a firefighter to install that thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, it's, you know, when it comes to like, you know, all those electronic devices, they do have age limits. And, you know, most like panels are only really rated for like 20 years. So if it's over 20 years, your electrical panel, your house really is probably the specs on it aren't up to grade.
Does Grass or Electric do like checkups? Like, come to our house and tell us how much crap we're in. do you do that?
Yeah, absolutely. We can definitely come out and do a whole home inspection of all your electrical devices. One thing, you know, besides surge protectors and looking at panels, GFIs are a big thing, you know, to protect you around your sinks and your tubs.
Can you tell when somebody tried to do something themselves? And
absolutely. Yes.
Ryan?
Oh, yeah.
We'll just hang this here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you take pictures of them and send them to your buddies and be like, guys, this is, you got to see
You've probably seen it all at this point.
Daily. it's wild out there. Some of the maintenance guy that may have came in that probably shouldn't be the qualified to be doing your electric work out there. There's tons of that out there. And we're like, ooh.
If people are getting electric work done on their home and they're looking to hire someone, what do they need to look for in the person that they're hiring to make sure that they don't become the picture that you guys send to your buddies?
I would say
just pose next to your work and leave a picture of it next to it so that Grasser can know who the culprit is.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say that you just want to hire a company that's got a good reputation, somebody who's been there and is going to be there. We just had our 50th birthday in February, so we're a company that's been around a long time. Thank you.
Trust me, I know. Because I hear age jokes all the time as the guy who's 1 year older than the other people in the room.
Oh, don't exaggerate. Yeah.
And I just, you know, a thing that I think people look for is the appearance that you want to show up. Whatever electrician you hire, you want that person to show up looking like they've done it before and have a
As a practical joke, can you just send Ryan out a couple of times and we'll just film the reaction and then you can take over? So if people are looking to hire Grass or Electric, I'm sure that there are a lot of services that you provide. If somebody needs to put a light and a light switch in a room, is that too small for you?
Absolutely not. We will do whatever. We have people call that have a plug that's not working, or they want to add a plug, or just the smallest little job, we'll go out for any of that.
What about as big as commercial business? Do you service, you know, that type of a project as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So, funny enough, Jason's our service manager, but Jason came from our commercial side, so we do a lot of commercial work.
So you've been family-owned here in St. Louis since 1975, and I think that it's a cool thing to be able to connect St. Louis listeners to St. Louis families who understand the area, understand the community, and give back to the community. You have a charity that I have to mention, the Loyal Order of the Squirrels.
Correct.
And that begs the question.
Where did the name come from?
Squirrels? So, question mark?
Yeah. So my grandpa started that organization in 1984. And the thing about my grandpa is he's full of stories. Most of them change over the course of the year.
Do they get better, though?
A lot of them get better.
That should. If you're going to change it.
Yeah. One story, though, that I've always heard that's never changed is where that name came from. And there were a handful of guys that started the organization, and when they were trying to figure out the name, the story is that they were sitting in a bar there in St. Peter's, and one of the guys was like, you know, they've got the moose, they've got the elks, they got all these different animal names for these charitable organizations. You're kind of a squirrely guy. Let's call it the Squirrels. And so that's where that came from. And that's the only story that I've ever heard. And It's never changed.
That's great. I'm looking. And so what does the Loyal Order of the Squirrels do? What was the onus behind making something have to have a name?
So we give assistance to people in our community. A lot of children, handicapped individuals, elderly people, just really anybody who's needing assistance. Really, one of the things that we've, it's not something we went out searching to do, but just by chance, we started doing these bathroom remodels. We had, people will either fight with their bathrooms, with their wheelchairs, yeah. and just don't have the means to get it fixed, or they've become handicapped, and now they need some new accommodations. So we'll go in, and we'll remodel their bathrooms for them.
To make them accessible?
To make them accessible so their wheelchairs will fit in. We've done several where we'll do like a roll-in shower.
Yeah.
We've done a couple of those walk-in bathtubs for certain people. Really kind of custom to whatever their needs are.
Do you do fundraisers to do this? Is this just part of your...
We do. We'll do fundraisers. We have several fundraisers throughout the year that are kind of staples that help us go through the year. For that type of stuff, we also get help from the HBA.
Mm-hmm.
They've been very generous over the years and help us out. But yeah, our fundraisers, that's where we get the most of our funding from.
That's a great way to give back, and you're doing that here locally.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. I'm looking at grasserelectric.com right now at the map of your service area. Can you define it for me a little bit? I see you go a little bit into Illinois and cover a lot of Missouri, St. Charles, St. Louis, Warren, Lincoln, Franklin, Jefferson counties.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're all over those areas. We do go into Illinois a little bit.
It's brave.
Illinois is a different animal.
Yeah.
Yes, it
tell
is.
Me about it.
It's so all over.
It's kind of squirrely.
Yeah. Right. Even around Missouri. So
yeah.
Every jurisdiction you go to has got different requirements and different things that they kind of make you do.
Government.
Yep. Illinois is a different one altogether. But we.
We'll provide the context later. Don't right. worry about it.
So, yeah, we're all over the place.
Well, we appreciate you coming in and talking about this. And one other thing that I wanted to highlight before we leave is you provide generators and generator installation. Jason, maybe you can talk a little bit about that as well, because I think that's something that a lot of our listeners specifically, I really want a generator for my home. I'm looking to build a home soon, so I'm thinking about not putting one in the home right now and investing, because it's an investment.
It
but
is.
Boy, does it pay off in the time of need.
Yes, absolutely. And, you never know when that's going to happen. I mean, we're in Missouri. There's always storms. You never know when the crazy stuff's going to happen. So having those backup generators, I mean, everybody we've done those for, I mean, just love knowing that they're not going to go without power at any moment. We do have, some other options out there, too. I mean, I know it is a big investment, but we also have some other options that are out there for as far as even putting generator plugs on the exterior home. So if there's an emergency, you can bring in a portable one, plug it in, go from there.
Oh.
We even do some smaller stuff, some gas homes, if you don't have that ability to do the investment of the large one, we can do things like adding backup plugs in your home that will actually hook right into your air conditioner or heating unit. So if you have gas, you can actually still have heat.
Wow.
If you have a backup generator. So
I didn't know that existed.
So yeah, there's all kinds of, products and services that we can provide.
Yeah.
To make sure you guys don't go out completely.
Something like that, I really think. Like if my parents were elderly and still living on their own or something like that, especially when it comes to heat, you want to make sure that that is provided if you're not with them. To me, that seems like a really sensible reason to call Grasser Electric and say, and also for your home, of course, but if the focus of your generator installation on your home has always seemed too big to attain, just a hope and a dream, maybe a phone call might make you realize it's a little more in reach than you thought.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for coming in here today. We've got Josh Grasser and Jason Myers with Grasser Electric for your partnership with us on the DC trip. I am willing to make a commitment on behalf of the show that I will invest in a squirrel costume that Ryan will wear to help raise funds for the Order of the Squirrels, and I promise to buy it just a little too small.
Well, we appreciate that, and we were glad to help with that.
Of course you appreciate that part. I've actually done things very close to that already, so it's not like, oh,
unfortunately,
this,
I have
this is
a moose and not a squirrel.
That actually is pretty close to what will happen.
Thank you guys both for being in here. It's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Take care. If you're looking for anything electrical, you need to make sure you contact Grasser Electric and talk to them about how they can get your needs met. GrasserElectric.com. All the information is right there. Tell them you heard about them on the Andy Fry Show and 97.1 FM Talk. Wiggins America, be or not the beat, next.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
The Bee or Not the Bee?
I told Ethan yesterday I wanted him to play that specific song during Wiggins America, and thank you for following through on that.
Sure.
And then what did the old man just say over here?
What's this?
What is it? Was it Daft Punk?
I don't know. Ethan, would you say he's got dumps like a truck?
Truck.
Wait, is that song?
Ah! You didn't even know?
No! I
did
not!
You just called me old. You didn't even know what it was.
That was before my time.
Nothing.
A little backstory.
That was before my time.
We were at dinner Wednesday night after I got home. We're sitting around, and somebody at our table was talking about some sort of current song that's a little filthy, and my kids were like,
well, half the songs.
That's not a good song. You can't play that. And I think my daughter said something like, have songs gotten more filthy since you were kids? So and the answer is like, no, not really.
Yeah, they
definitely have.
I don't know. I don't know.
It's way more grotesque now.
We went through a lot of radio edits of Ludacris, 50 Cent, like all of the songs that we grew up with, like in high school. Like, Mom and Dad, why were we listening to these together when I was a kid? Why were these on the radio in the car?
When you guys say grow up, I always imagine that you guys were like,
I know, I'm thinking to like, 80s and 90s.
Careful.
Not,
careful.
Not stuff from 2010.
Watch yourself, mister.
Go ahead.
No.
I dare you.
Bar the door.
I was going to say, like, you know, the Beach Boys and the Beatles.
No, it's our parents.
The Beach Boys.
The Beatles.
It's a whole generation of us.
Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin.
Yeah. How would you compare Nicki Minaj to Pet Sounds by the Beach Boys? I would say, production-wise, pretty similar.
I mean, when you factor in the technology of the time.
Right.
I mean, come on. Frank Sinatra slaps.
Oh, goes hard, no doubt.
I am offended.
Back in your day, when you were listening to Wheezin' Jimmy Baloney in the 1930s.
Weezer. You know, Ethan, you know that we were like 90s kids.
Yeah, it just throws me off hearing you say
kids,
Ludacris and 50 Cent. Like,
those
that
are our
me
people.
Off. I know, that throws me off.
Like Nelly came about at the heart of when that music was relevant to our age. We are Nelly people.
Eminem.
Nelly might be one of
us. You guys are just younger than I thought.
I did not listen to any of that stuff. Except even when it was brand new, I didn't listen to that stuff. Because I was listening to stuff from across the pond that you'd only hear in underground bars.
You were listening to Rich Mullins and...
Rich Mullins.
Ryan wants to talk about the puppet again.
Didn't Rich Mullins...
The News Boys.
Is that Awesome God?
Yes.
Oh, I was thinking it was the guy who sang the song about sunscreen. Let's do be or not to be. Do you know the sunscreen song, Ethan?
No.
Do you guys know the song where he talks a lot and he's like, wear sunscreen?
Yes, I do
know
that
song. You know what I'm talking about.
I do.
As ridiculous as that sounds, there's a lot of people going, yeah, what was that?
It's like a beat to a speech.
Yeah, it was a TED Talk in a song before TED Talks were TED Talks.
You're like, wow, this is so cool.
And before the internet. Be or not the beat.
Trump shows off purple geode to tout Ukrainian minerals deal.
Ooh, I don't know. Real?
Ooh. I'm going to say B.
Ah, crap. I hate the ones where I'm half paying attention and then you say I'm...
No, just go all in.
It's obviously the B.
I'll read it. You tell me.
I got to play music here.
Quote, look at this thing. It's fantastic. Wow, a geode.
The B.
No, I still think it's real. Is it the B?
It is the B.
I'm not convinced.
Trump said as he showed the nifty geode off to Vice President J.D. Vance. You think this is going to be all rock and then, wow, there's a crystal inside. Real crystal,
JD.
You got it
from the Smithsonian gift shop.
Purple and sparkly. Unbelievable. That's the B. All right, next one. Bad timing. Kilmar Abrego Garcia honored with MS-13 Employee of the Month Award.
B.
You're right. It is the B.
What gave it away?
Here's what gets really good. Quote, this doesn't prove anything, said Paul Corbin, a spokesman for Abrego Garcia's legal team. Kilmar, a devoted husband and father, is truly honored to be recognized as MS-13's Employee of the Month, but this in no way gives any credence to the notion that he is or ever has been a member of the gang.
They just wanted to acknowledge his efforts.
We all know that companies give out Employee of the Month awards willy-nilly to anyone, not necessarily just employees. It happens all the time, trust me.
The Employee of the Month award is photoshopped, guys. That's what we're missing here.
Obviously,
Ryan, I just thought you'd like to know that Nate Foy is on the television. Go
on. What's up, Nate? Can't hear me. It's on the TV. All right.
We could keep going if you just want to stare at the TV.
He's so handsome.
So Nate Foy. You guys are saying it. I don't know what you're talking about. Trump taps Dr. Phil to lead new Religious Liberty Commission.
Real. He was there at the National Day of Prayer. I thought it was kind of weird that he was.
Liberty Commission.
Some say yes, real.
I'm going to go on Annie's information here. If he was at the National Day of Prayer, that makes sense. So real.
I don't get what the humor would be in a B story about it, so I'm going to say real as well.
It is real. Move over, Dr. Oz. There's a new daytime TV doctor on the Trump team.
What if we had Stephen A. Smith running for president against Dr. Phil? That'd be so fun.
2020, it's going to be a movie. A horror movie.
Next one. San Francisco premieres musical celebrating Luigi Mangione.
Say that again? Oh, no.
That's... San Francisco premieres musical celebrating Luigi Mangione.
This is real because Mario Lopez tweeted about it and said he was struggling with the ethics of this one.
Wow. That's a deep cut.
This
is real. The musical comedy celebrating Luigi Mangione is premiering in San Francisco, of course, and it promises to be wildly irreverent, razor-sharp comedy that imagines the true story of Luigi Mangione, the alleged corporate assassin who shot a healthcare industry executive in the back.
That is one. That story, are we going to 58-50?
Yes.
That story is... It's super under discussed because there are so many big stories right now, but I think it's the most disturbing story in the news right now.
It might be because of the implications that it's heralding assassinations.
When you look at the left talking about the threat to democracy that the Trump administration is, first of all, we're a republic because we're not governed by a majority rule, which is what a democracy would be. We're a republic, which is governed by a governing document. You might have heard of it. It's the Constitution. So everything, regardless of whether it's the majority opinion or the minority opinion, has to be checked against the Constitution. Ergo, republic, threat to democracy, we don't have one. However, what I will say is if we have a majority, which I don't think we have right now, a majority of people saying that Luigi Mangione is an approved vigilante, that is horrifying. That is an actual threat to the republic. If a majority of people culturally are like, we don't like the guy who he killed, so we like the guy who killed him, civilization in the United States of America is over if we approve that. It's a terrifying story.
It's very true. Global birth rates hit historic lows with Elon Musk busy at Doge.
Oh, no. It was it was real until the end.
Real until then. How does it say the B?
That's correct. This is the B.
This is the reason, guys, that he's leaving the Trump administration.
He's got work
right?
to do.
He's got to save the world.
Quote, we've all seen what he's capable of, McPherson, somebody named McPherson said. According to our calculations, birth rates will improve dramatically within 8 to 10 months if Musk steps away from Doge. It's important to avoid being overly dramatic, but the future of human civilization itself likely rests on Elon scaling back his Doge role.
One more.
With no Pope to oversee them, Cardinals stay up all night playing GoldenEye and building pillow forts.
GoldenEye.
That's before your time.
That's real.
I know people my age who still have GoldenEye in their N64s in their place of dwelling.
Ready to play.
Do they need any friends?
they like friends.
Just popped up on my timeline this morning. I had never seen anything about it before.
GoldenEye?
How ironic that you guys bring it up.
You bring GoldenEye up around older millennial guys. You've got
a bunch of nerds.
Did we just become best friends?
that was peak life.
Where the first person shooter started.
All right, this is the Thong Song, Ryan.
Oh, okay.
We'll be right back. Don't go away.